He called some of us, and just the conversation kind of what went into the decision. And obviously, an incredible career, for an incredible person. So, found it last night. I think after the game five, when he addressed the team and the locker room, and he got a little emotional. I think there was kind of an inkling that he was leaning this way, but until I talked to him last night, obviously nothing was set in stone. So, we had a great conversation last night. I think we're all extremely fortunate to have been blessed to have been coached by him. I think Chevy said it, but anyone you talk to in the game of hockey will have nothing but good things to say about Bones. Incredible communicator. I think the environment and the atmosphere in the room, and what he was able to do to foster a room of inclusivity, really make sure everyone had a voice. I can't say enough good things about him.
For him to take the responsibility that he did, and saying that he felt that it was on him for the playoffs, does that even increase the hunger over the course of the offseason from the player perspective, Adam, or do you guys interpret that a little differently?
Well, I think we share in the disappointment that we all went through. We had sky high expectations that weren't met in the playoffs, and I think kind of going out how we did is, we all want to take another step, but we know how hard it is to win in this league. And I think we share in that disappointment. I know he was mentioning that it was falling on him, but I think collectively we all take responsibility. We all had a part to play where we could have been better in the series, and ultimately we'd still want to be playing, not having this press conference today. So, but yeah, winning the Stanley Cup is what fuels us going far in the playoffs. Continually trying to improve that pursuit of excellence, and I think all of us kind of share that hunger that we don't want to be done this early again.
Rick left for you guys, not just tactically, like X's and O's part, but from a personal standpoint.
Yeah, I think kind of the X's and O's is such a minor detail of the impact he's had on our group. Like I said earlier, tremendous human being, tremendous communicator. Does such a good job of making everyone feel like a big part of the team, whether they play 5 minutes, whether they're in and out of the lineup, or they're on the first line, first power play. I think he talks about trying to uplift his assistant coaches, but he empowers everyone in our room. He talked about wanting to have an impact on our lives, and a tremendous role model. I think looking at when he had to step away to take care of Judy, and the emotion, and you can see the love he has for her, and the amount of things he was willing to sacrifice, to come to Winnipeg, to come to a spot where the rumblings were we weren't in that great of a spot, right? So, tremendous human being. I think it's a group that I don't think we're as far off as the results may say, and I think Rick played a huge part in that.
Adam, kind of at times like this, we reflect on growth, right? And you referenced, where you guys were at 2 years ago. For you specifically, I mean, in this time, you've ended up as a captain, you played an enormous role on that third line and have had success there. Can you share as maybe as specifically whether it's a conversation or a moment of an impact that Rick had on you in this time?
Well, I don't think it's one moment. I think it's so cumulative. He does all these little things that, really, like I said, it kind of empower you as a player, empower you as a person. I remember at the start of last year when he was away with COVID during, I look at my phone after the game and I've got like six text messages from Rick Bowness, and I'm going, what the heck's going on? I don't know if he thinks I'm checking my phone during the game, but in the second period, all we need to, he's almost coaching, as he's sitting at home, battling COVID. He's, we need to get pucks in there. We can forecheck harder. And then, we came back and won that game, and you know, it's a great job. You know, so proud of how your line played tonight. It's little things like that. I think, you know, he calls you into the office and, you know, generally you get called into the coach's office. You're like, uh-oh, what's going on? But just to have a conversation, just to see where the team's at, to, you know, to see how I was dealing with the captaincy early on. Just, you know, check in as a person. You know, he'd send me a text, ask how Laura's doing. Things like that, like, that go a long way to know that, you know, your coach cares about you as a human. I understand it's a business, and, you know, we're all kind of, you know, in the business of winning, and it's a results-driven business. But, you know, the way you take care of people in this organization is, it's been unbelievable in my time here, and, you know, it only got better when we hired Rick.
When you hear about him talk about, you know, what resonates with him about the game and it's the interactions with everybody else, what have you learned from him about how maybe you will approach your interactions and how Adam Lowry interacts with the NHL and the people in it on a whole?
Well, I think every interaction's going to be different. Everyone, you know, obviously has different approaches, but I think, you know, hearing him speak today about the impact and he wants to have on everyone individually, kind of, you know, be a good role model. And, you know, he wants to not only help us as players, but help us as people. I think, you know, that's an important message. You know, it's a business. We're here to entertain people. We're here to, you know, uplift the community. But, you know, if you can, you know, start having those impacts on the people in the room and they can go out in the community, you can really make a difference. And, you know, over his 5 decades in this game, I think he's done that. I think, you know, the NHL is a better place because of people like Rick and, you know, the amount of time and sacrifice him and Judy and their family have had to put in over the incredible career. You know, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He's most games coached ever. You talk about someone who left it better than when they came in. I think Rick really embodies that.
How did he change the culture? Like, I know players are a big part of that too. How instrumental was he?
Yeah, extremely instrumental. I think I talk about empowering everyone, you know, finding roles for guys, you know, making everyone feel a part of the community, integrating the new players we had come in, and that all starts with Rick. You know, whether it's those little text messages like I talked about, you know, it's the phone calls, it's the little meetings that he'd have with guys, whether they were struggling or doing well, just to reinforce things. Like you said, you know, he wanted to uplift and empower the assistant coaches. He did that with the players as well. I think, you know, just seeing how he is as a person every day, just seeing his demeanor, how he treats people, you know, whether they're super high up in the organization or not, it's little things like that that I think go a long way, and subconsciously you pick up on them and you start trying to replicate.
The second time you've had a coach leave this team by design or by choice, I guess this one feels a lot different.
Yeah, you know, I think obviously the last one was a little different, you know, with my dad coming in and kind of all the circumstances surrounding it. This one, like I said, there was a bit of an inkling, you know, after he talked to us game 5, but you know, being able to have the conversation, it feels like there's a little more closure, right? Like, I think, you know, it's a great thing as a coach to be able to go out on your own terms. And, you know, we were joking the other day that they get hired to be fired. This is with him, guys. So, you know, when he was asking about, you know, everything in Seattle and what was going on over there. So, you know, to be able to end it on his own terms, to go into retirement, to be able to spend more time with his family and not leave with not a bitter taste in his mouth, but to leave with his head held up high that, you know, he's done a great job with our organization. I know we fell short of the goal of winning the Stanley Cup, and, you know, that certainly stings and is disappointing. But, you know, I think this one, you know, we're certainly going to miss him. He's a remarkable human being.